Listening part 1. In this part, you will hear a monologue. You will then answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to review the questions.
And our first story tonight is about yet another sports star who is out of control. Footballer Brian Rigby is famous for scoring goals, but he was arrested by police outside a nightclub last night. Rigby was at the club with 3 other friends. Police say that Rigby had drunk a lot and tried to get into his car and drive away. When police officers tried to stop him, Rigby hit one of the policemen. 3 other sports stars, golfer Tony Palmer, tennis star Kevin Ashbury, and athlete Jane Simpson, have been in the news this week for bad behaviour. The gossip columns are full of stories of the rich and famous behaving badly. Why? According to psychologists, many stars are under great pressure from the media and suffer from a lack of privacy. And 4 teenagers from Leeds are also in the news tonight. The teenagers, 2 boys of 16 and a 15-year-old girl and boy, broke into a school and tried to steal 7 computers. The teenagers caused £17,000 of damage to the school when they accidentally started a fire. The fire has destroyed 6 classrooms and the school is closed for at least 10 days. The teenagers may receive fines, but they could be sent to prison for up to 11 months. And finally, a human interest story for all pet lovers. A dog has rescued 2 children who had fallen into a lake. Brother and sister Kate and Mike Sands, 5-year-old twins, were playing near the water when their ball went into the water. While they were trying to get the ball out of the water, they both fell in. Their mother was with them, but she can't swim. Luckily, their dog, Benny, jumped in and pulled both children out of the water. Benny has received a special medal for the rescue and 4 big bones.
In 1 minute, you will hear the recording again.
And our first story tonight is about yet another sports star who is out of control. Footballer Brian Rigby is famous for scoring goals, but he was arrested by police outside a nightclub last night. Rigby was at the club with 3 other friends. Police say that Rigby had drunk a lot and tried to get into his car and drive away. When police officers tried to stop him, Rigby hit one of the policemen. Three other sports stars, golfer Tony Palmer, tennis star Kevin Ashbury, and athlete Jane Simpson, have been in the news this week for bad behaviour. The gossip columns are full of stories of the rich and famous behaving badly. Why? According to psychologists, many stars are under great pressure from the media and suffer from a lack of privacy. And four teenagers from Leeds are also in the news tonight. The teenagers, two boys of 16 and a 15-year-old girl and boy, broke into a school and tried to steal seven computers. The teenagers caused £17,000 of damage to the school when they accidentally started a fire. The fire has destroyed six classrooms and the school is closed for at least 10 days. The teenagers may receive fines, but they could be sent to prison for up to 11 months. And finally, a human interest story for all pet lovers. A dog has rescued two children who had fallen into a lake. Brother and sister, Kate and Mike Sands, 5-year-old twins, were playing near the water when their ball went into the water. While they were trying to get the ball out of the water, they both fell in. Their mother was with them, but she can't swim. Luckily, their dog, Benny, jumped in and pulled both children out of the water. Benny has received a special medal for the rescue and four big bones.
This is the end of listening part one. In 30 seconds, the next section will begin. Listening part two. In this part, you will hear a conversation. You will then answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to review the questions.
We continue the topic of getting to school without a car. Helen Warren of the Department of Transport is still with us. Helen, how about those who live too far from school to walk or cycle?
Well, of course, public transport should be the best option for those longer journeys. But sometimes the bus services in the area don't really meet students' needs. Both students and parents complain that the bus stops are too far from home or from school, or that tickets are too expensive. And so a lot of parents choose to drive their children to school.
So what can be done?
Local authorities and schools can work with bus companies to set up special bus services for school children, with buses that follow convenient routes and stop right in front of the school. They can also offer bus passes at reduced prices. In some places, parents also worry about bad behaviour on buses, things like vandalism, smoking and possibly fighting. Vandalism is the most common problem, But of course, fighting is the most worrying, as children may get hurt.
That sounds like a more difficult problem.
Well, several towns have handled this really well, you know. Each school service has the same bus driven by the same driver each day. These drivers are specially trained in customer care and, more importantly, they know the children. A driver will say hello, direct the student to his or her own numbered seat, and remind everyone to fasten their seatbelts. It immediately creates a better atmosphere. At the end of every journey, the driver checks the bus for signs of vandalism. These buses have CCTV cameras in them, so if there is any damage, it's possible to check who's responsible. Parents and children sign a code of conduct. Students who don't respect it may lose their bus passes and have to use ordinary buses, where tickets are more expensive and the routes less convenient. It has worked really well. There are very few behaviour problems on those buses, and parents feel confident enough to let even quite young children travel on them.
That's really impressive, and an example for other places to follow. Helen Warren, thank you very much.
In 1 minute, you will hear the recording again.
We continue the topic of getting to school without a car. Helen Warren of the Department of Transport is still with us. Helen, how about those who live too far from school to walk or cycle?
Well, of course, public transport should be the best option for those longer journeys. But sometimes the bus services in the area don't really meet students' needs. Both students and parents complain that the bus stops are too far from home or from school, or that tickets are too expensive. And so a lot of parents choose to drive their children to school.
So what can be done?
Local authorities and schools can work with bus companies to set up special bus services for school children, with buses that follow convenient routes and stop right in front of the school. They can also offer bus passes at reduced prices. In some places, parents also worry about bad behaviour on buses, things like vandalism, smoking and possibly fighting. Vandalism is the most common problem, but of course, fighting is the most worrying, as children may get hurt.
That sounds like a more difficult problem.
Well, several towns have handled this really well, you know. Each school service has the same bus driven by the same driver each day. These drivers are specially trained in customer care and, more importantly, they know the children. A driver will say hello, direct the student to his or her own numbered seat, and remind everyone to fasten their seatbelts. It immediately creates a better atmosphere. At the end of every journey, the driver checks the bus for signs of vandalism. These buses have CCTV cameras in them, so if there is any damage, it's possible to check who's responsible. Parents and children sign a code of conduct. Students who don't respect it may lose their bus passes and have to use ordinary buses, where tickets are more expensive and the routes less convenient. It has worked really well. There are very few behaviour problems on those buses, and parents feel confident enough to let even quite young children travel on them.
That's really impressive, and an example for other places to follow. Helen Warren, thank you very much.
This is the end of listening part two. In 30 seconds, the next section will begin. This is the end of the listening section. Please stop the recording.